Hey, 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 hi, 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 hi. Ho, 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 ho. He, 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 he. Who are all those people? Okay, hi. It's Paul Sackett's Good News Broadcast. How are you today? Today's the 13th of May, and we've been doing our live Facebook broadcast now for, I don't know, quite too long. Too long because it actually started as a result of lifestyles that we're living now, the home body, and we would prefer it not to be such. And however, I think we need to be realistic and understand that this might be a way of life for a little bit longer. And in an unfortunate way, but in a fortunate way, because safety first, health is wealth. And everybody who knows the importance of health understands that. So, and we want to be good, respectful towards our neighbors. So today, so it's 3 o'clock. We've been debating whether to continue on with this 3 o'clock show or just continue with a 7 o'clock show. We still have made a decision. Maybe by Friday we will decide. But I did go back on here at 3 o'clock. And thank you very much for tuning in and sharing this time with us. Basically, time is the whole reality of what our existence is. It's time. It's not like on a watch, you know, that's kind of like made up. And the sun is though real, I guess, and that's maybe made up a little bit too. But, you know, we need a world island, right, Zeal? We need a place. Well, we do have a world island. It's called the world. And the world is a good place, and we like the world, and we always have liked the world, and I think what we like very much is the fact that, this is from the moon. This is Apollo 17, and Apollo 17, they got out of the capsule, and they created this blue marble picture, which has no borders, no boundaries. That hence is the reality of humanity on Mother Earth. And then there are these other planets as we go up to the planetarium all the time and see what's going on over there. So a lot of good things going on. So today we're going to share a thought for the day. I'll share Zeal's thought since Zeal is on the phone right now. All we are is what we are for each other or with each other by Zeal. And we've used that quote for many years because that is our belief. We are all about everybody else and as well as ourselves. But the beauty of life is that we have this chance to be with others. Isn't that a great thing, right, Peter? You would know too. And it's great to, and thank you for tuning in. It's great to have life and life with others. And man, I believe, woman is also a social animal. And as a result of that, that's why we like to be close to each other. Or we guess we'd all find a part of a desert or a woods that would keep us together. But today is a good day. I'm happy today. It's the first time in the 70 years. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm going to turn 71 in June. How about that? I just realized that I thought I was turning 72 because I'm so silly. And the numbers are just a game of life. You got to add 9 months. I just want you to all know you're 9 months older than the number you keep saying. And so with that reality, the thought is that today is a good day because we're in the newspaper. We are in the New York Post. All right. And why it's so exciting, actually, is anybody recognizing good news is a good thing. Is good news. And our good thing, and we also quoted here, let's see here, in this brochure, since we've been doing this so long, Gabrielle Knoll, Gabrielle did this for us. Well, her statement, her quote, I've had 300 interns, maybe more. I still have one now, showing me how to do Zoom, and we're going to talk about Zoom. Because we're going to go Zooming it. So you all can get on. You all can share whatever you want to share with us, okay? I think we can get 100 people on at one time. And we're learning how to also be able to go Facebook Live and YouTube Live from the Zoom. So I'm a little nervous, so I didn't go there. But I'm getting not as nervous because I have this wonderful intern, Shubhra, from NYU, who's very smart. as well as Austin, who's very smart. So I have some very smart people around me to make up for for me. All right, so your good news is our good news. That's all I got to say. So we were in the the Post today, and that meant a lot to us. And we also were up for an award today, a media award. So it's all good. I'm so happy, and that's the way it is. So today, what we're going to do is thank you first, because we would not be in the New York Post, which I didn't finish my thought here, if it wasn't for you. See, we are only as good as you. And that's what anyone, there's nobody is as good as you, okay? Even when I watched last night the TV show with Laverne and Shirley, Gary Marshall. And, you know, he was just a lovable dude. So I don't know who watched that show last night. But boy, did he make a lot of good programs. And it was an honor to watch a show like that and just see such appreciated people for the career that he helped them grow into and become, and the confidence and the trust, and still had a loving family and all the good things of life. So that's nice stuff. So I'm in essence happy that I've, in essence, hey, Lucia, I stayed in this business, Devorian, Devora, hello, Joanne, Leith, Abdu. Well, we got a lot of great people here. Thank you very much, Peter. How you doing? And Deborah, hey. So it's all good. I'm going to go to the, I'm going to switch the camera around. So on today's show, before I switch it around, we're going to give a little bit of this Red Nose, a piece of video I did 2016. So we have a good opportunity here to start to utilize our content because it's always been good news for 21 years. Plus, July 4th, 1998, we started broadcasting on the internet, web television. And we've stuck with our mission for finding, receiving, or creating good news, entertainment, life-affirming, thought-provoking good news, entertainment, and events. And we've stuck to that mission. See, I'm like that kind of guy that once I do one thing, I can't pretty much change. So I will get back to when I see the award in the New York Post. What was good is that when I started my business in 1985, actually, Milestone Broadcast, actually it was Paul Slatkis International. And what we did is we did multicultural marketing and advertising. And the Chinese put me in business. That's how I know a lot of Chinese people. That's how I know how to do business in China, because I've been doing business in China for 35 plus years. And that's how we've been able to, you know, deal with masks and medical supplies. And I'm the president of Pacific Rim Business Council. A lot of things that, you know, I've gotten a lot of happiness from, especially the multicultural communities. They were beautiful. All right. In any case, but my first story was in the Post as well. All right, I think I'm talking too much now. And it said, my quote in the Post was, people are people. So I haven't changed 35 years. People are still people. I just want you to recognize that, you people, us people. We're all people, Homo sapiens. And let's go to the video, as Warner Wolf would used to say. See, this used to be one of our sets. This is when I had the set.
Many people whose names you might never have heard of, but are doing good.
What's going on
in
here?
The world.
So this was.
We have a special announcement now.
So we created all these things, but special now. So then I would say a special now. These were what we call bumpers to go into. Next would be the special announcement when it would finally come up. We have a whole bunch of them. Then we do yoga. We should probably be doing these. So an intern created these. He's now probably doing extremely well. So we're going to start off now. So this, my prayer for you and thoughts for the day. We've read this prayer many a time. It's a beautiful prayer. And, you know, we'll read it today. Today's this kind of a good day. This is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes, laughter to kiss your lips, sunsets to warm your heart, hugs when spirits sag, rainbows to follow the clouds, friendships to brighten your being, beauty for your eyes to see, confidence for when you doubt, faith so you can believe, courage to know yourself, patience to accept the truth, love, 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 to complete your life. Okay, that's good. So now what we've added here, this is cool too. Not everything is canceled. You can could read that at a later moment. You know, hey, I wanna. Not everything is canceled. The sun's not canceled. The spring's not canceled. Relationships are not canceled. Love is not canceled. Reading is not canceled. Devotion is not canceled. Music is not canceled. Imagination is not canceled. Kindness is not canceled. Conversations are not canceled. And hope is not canceled. And a good thing for me is my show's not canceled. See, if you're on the television and you work for CBS, NBC, or ABC, and PBS, or wherever, which I have in my lifetime, you could get canceled. In fact, I started my multicultural music advertising agency in 95 because I 85 because I got canceled. There was a layoff at Channel 13 and I got laid off. I was the business manager of the station division. All right, the thought for the day. So when you start your own web, so everybody start your own web channel. It is kind of a cool thing to do. And if you can figure out how to continue on with it and be happy, more power to you, and I'll be happy to support you. That's the part I like. Start a channel, tell me about your channel, and I'll be happy to share whatever little I can do to get it more recognition. All right, the thought for the day, and this comes from Cheryl and Mark. Wondrous is the strength of cheerfulness and its power of endurance. The cheerful man, I'll say woman also, will do it better, will preserve it longer than the sad or sullen, said Thomas Carlyle. Okay. All right. So upbeat, not beat up. That's sort of our part of our mission too here. Let's see if this works. This might work. Okay, so Dwayne Reed, now I did this in 2015. Oh, it was a bigger year, 2016. Well, let's see what happens here. This is Red Nose. Whoa! So this is an event they did down at Herald Square. And we did a bunch of stories previous to this that are on our website.
Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm here with Lynn Jordan. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Great. Thank you for being here.
I'm so happy to be here. Look at that big nose. Why is that nose here?
Well, because it's Red Nose Day. It's the first time in America that Red Nose Day is coming to America.
What do you mean to America? It's been other places?
It has. It's been in the UK for over 25 years, and it's the first year for Red Nose Day to come to America.
Uh-huh. So has Walgreens and Dwayne Reed been behind bringing it here to America?
We have, yes. We partnered with NBC and Comic Relief to bring Red Nose Day to America for the very first time. We're the exclusive retailer of the Red Nose.
All right, great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And the red nose matches your logo colors as well.
Absolutely.
Was that planned, do you think, early days?
That was not planned, but it is nice.
Yes, and you do lots of good things. So the real reality of what this day stands for, in addition to making people happy, and we love happy, is what?
It's really to help lift children out of poverty. And that's a perfect fit for Walgreens, because our purpose is to champion everyone's right to be happy and healthy. And so it's a wonderful natural fit for us to partner on this great initiative and bringing Red Nose Day to America.
Uh-huh. Well, you're a leader in that, no doubt about it. And community outreach, you're putting stores into areas that need stores.
Absolutely.
That are out there in Brooklyn, I know, and we did a show on that. I know you're an environmentally sound corporation. I think you have one of the first environmental plants or stores in the United States, one of the leading ones, right?
We do, yes. It's in Evanston, Illinois, yes.
We did a show on that. So we're here to support you as well.
Thank you.
And so what else should people know today? And you have NBC, that's a little company, of course, compared to ours. But what else should people know?
Really, just to tune in tonight on NBC at 8, 7 Central to watch the live Red Nose Day event. It's going to be a star-studded, spectacular event.
Uh-huh. Now, is that national, that program? Is it the network?
It is.
Great. And what's going to happen on that show?
Well, there's going to be a lot of celebrity talent and a lot of fun stuff happening. And there's also going to be a lot about the cause, which is what this is all about, is really to work to lift children out of poverty. So lots of great people coming together to help others.
Uh-huh. Okay. Actually, we also filmed you in front of Times Square because you have that location. We did an environmental show and spoke with some of your people. I know you were behind that. And we do World Peace Day event in Times Square as well. So who's here today? We're in front of the famous Macy's and Herald Square. Actually, people are usually dancing here on the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah. What's going on here today?
Well, really what we wanted to do was just to partner to bring it to New York City on the actual Red Nose Day. So we planned this pre-party to just open it up to the public and make a lot of people aware of what Red Nose Day is and just have a great time. And we have a lot of our key vendor partners that have participated with us on Red Nose Day that are here represented as well.
I know you have some big corporation. I saw you had Kraft or Planters, I think.
Who Kraft, else? Mars, and Coca-Cola are here today.
Uh-huh, great.
Yes.
And so later today, people can come over here and have some fun?
Yeah, absolutely. We open to the public at 4 p.m. today.
So all right.
And come on down.
How does now the money get to the people in need?
Yeah, really tonight is really the key. Tune in. You can also go to any Duane Reade or Walgreens store and support Red Nose Day at any time and donate, and as well as buy those vendor products that we have that are contributing to Red Nose Day.
Uh-huh.
But tonight on the tune-in, when you tune in to NBC, you can text and donate. And call in as well.
All right, that's great. We're going to ask you two last questions. What's good news for you?
What's good news for you?
For you.
Well, for me, good news is Red Nose Day in America.
I'll agree with that, all right. We're also very involved, I mentioned, achieving world peace.
Yes.
So with that in mind, and of course when children are in a difficult position, it's hard to be, it's every aspect of their life is difficult.
Yes.
So what is peace for you?
Well, peace, I think, everybody defines that differently, right?
Sure.
But I think it's really about being healthy and happy, and that's what Walgreens is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing goodness.
You're welcome.
Okay. That was a fun interview. She was upbeat. Life-affirming, thought-provoking. Thank you, Peter Meister, for making that opening. Okay. All right. So, I just did an interview, but we're not going to get a chance to do it, but I want you all to know. Okay. So, this is hot stuff. They call it coding, all right? I don't know if everybody knows about coding, but right now, today, you could all learn as well. With the young or old or so on or so forth, and here's some companies that are connected to this. They have a whole program today. I interviewed the original person in charge of this event, Zach Sims. He's a CEO and co-founder. But they have a very involved schedule. So we're now at 3 o'clock-ish. 3:30, you can hear about Intercom on Skillshare. So if you go to this Cody Academy today, you can sign up. Here's something good, Sleeping Well. That's a good one with Casper and Dr. Frank Lippman. So they've organized a beautiful event. Coding is big. A lot of young people coding, huh? Isn't that pretty cool? I know in our studio over at... in Brooklyn, 33 Flatbush, when we were there, they had a lot of young people. That was like one of the first WeWork kind of places by our good friend Al Atara, who's not with us, and I say my prayers for Al. And we still have our library of a couple thousand books there in a TV studio. And in essence, a lot of young people in that building and a lot of people coding. So coding is part of the future. New technology is part of the future. So this is a nice opportunity. I know my grandkids are doing this kind of thing as well, because that's the future. And to be frank with you, we don't know what's going to be in the next couple months. Technology is the name of what we have in our life here to deal with. I will tell people that I have a little place out there in the Montauk. Somebody wants to go out there for a bit, let me know. I also will say that I'm going to read this. Why not? This is a little more of a loving poem that I share as an interfaith minister. Plus, I'm available 212-647-1212. Anybody that might need an ear to listen to them and 24/7, I'm here. Just call me. And or officiate an event, a wedding, a renewal of your vows, a funeral. Virtually, I guess, is the reality of what we're living under now. But this I shared with many that have lost people. And we know many have lost people. This is, as my little duck says, a sad time. Okay? There's nothing fully happy about what's going on here. And we got to be smart so we don't jump into too much too quickly. Okay? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Let's not get that despair. It's despairy enough, naturally, health-wise. Where there's darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Our women, we like to say, and as I say, I'm here for you. Well, I think that is going to be our today show, because I think we're going to go out. Oh, no, Claire. Where's Claire? Oh, boy. Yoga. Oh, boy. Sorry. I think we need a moment for yoga. Maybe I need to calm down a bit. Oh, well, here's our site. We got a lot of nice things. Here's an interesting woman, Dr. Lisa Richardson, Director of Center of Disease, CDC, talking about cancer. And COVID. Here's a lot of our shows. There's more information on the Red Nose Day, which is coming up. A lot of hero shows. 7 o'clock we'll be out there live with that. Asian American Week. Here's some police that came here to share. Their friend in the buildings lost their pocketbook. The police, they're always just so cool. You know, let's give this horse a little show here. Thank you, Ellen Gaelic, for giving me this. This unusual therapist is bringing joy to patients in the most unexpected way. Pei was a 14-year-old stallion, living a normal horse's life. Just like any other horse, he loves to run and play. But one thing separates him from most horses. He's an incredible appetite towards humans. We probably all have that, but especially those who are sick. 2 times a month, he visits hospitals and residential homes. This helps boost morale. And bring smiles to those who need it most. Peo will be fiery in the meadow. Fiery. But in here he behaves with a zenith of a Buddhist monk. No one forces Peo to go anywhere. He decides himself which rooms he wants to go. And he seems to have a sixth sense where he needed the most. This man is dying with little time left. And with issues communicating. But when Peo went into his room, this is a little tough for everyone, they had an immediate connection. doctors were in awe. When they saw this man glow in a way they never had seen before. But accept that everything doesn't have to have an explanation. Care home staff say extraordinary positive effect on residents. Payo handler Hassan is always with him. There's a love. As they go around. Improving the mood for everyone and general well-being. Share to honor this very special horse. So we showed this, I guess a week or so ago, and we had the movie Horse Whispers. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that movie, but if you haven't, I would suggest you see it. And a gentleman who the movie sort of a little bit was based on, I interviewed somewhere. I can't seem to find that interview. We've lost a couple thousand or so interviews. Over the years, I have it probably in the basement here somewhere. Monty Roberts. Monty Roberts wrote a wonderful book about the horse feathers and about him training horses and his sense of horses and humans being. And that movie was with Robert Redford. That was some great movie. Okay, so our good friend Claire. All right, we'll take a... take a moment. Let me just see if I can find Claire. I'm sorry that, oh, there's Claire. I didn't have it ready to go. So I got to learn how to do all this and do the Zoom and go live. And I'll do it. I'll learn it. Those technology people have to try our best.
Pose like a stretching cat.
Yeah, this is good for you. Get down.
Inhale, dog, chin up, tailbone up. Exhale, cat. This is so good for our spine.
Spine is important.
Strengthening our spine. These are two of the six directions. So close your eyes and feel
a dog and a cat.
The forward bend and back bend of the cat and dog pose. Inhaling up.
Hey, Deborah.
Exhale, round into cat. Two more. Then we come back to tabletop, and let's do a side bend to the right. Slide your feet to the right. Look over your right arm at the right shoulder. Inhale, center. Side bend. To the left, slide your feet to the left, look over your left shoulder. Inhale, center. Exhale, side. Inhale, center. Exhale, side. Good, keep your feet on the ground. Couple more times each side and close your eyes and notice how this is a completely different direction for the spine. Side bend right and side bend left. Nourishing and strengthening our spine. And now back to tabletop.
That Claire, she's sensational. She's Deepak Chopra's yogi, director of the Chopra Centers, and just so good. So we're going to go take a moment outside just to see the world out there. And a moment just to do respect. So at 7 o'clock, we will come out here and go live with our community that has been kind enough to share their love for the heroes. A lot of pot banging and yelling and screaming. Om. Okay, so I hope you tune in at 7 and continue to share the good news of all, and we all hope that soon we will be in this scenario here. This is the Family of Man. I love this book dearly. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Whoa, says Exodus. For smart, party time. It's very bad, though, to go backwards. So we want to go forwards. Peace Day party, September 21st. We'll definitely do that. Virtually, or in Times Square, or wherever we do it. Oh, tomorrow we'll have a story on piggy banks. Saving a little money. Okay? It's always good, especially in time of need. All right. May peace prevail on earth. I'm going to play one piano song just for the fun of it. I hope you don't mind. Because I got to say a Louise Hay quote. I love life. I did the show, Love of Life. I look forward to every moment of it. I was associate producer. That meant a lot to me. I'm going to play one song. And we're looking to get some celebrity hosts here. And when we get on that Zoom, we can have a lot more people. Peace on earth, goodwill to man, goodwill to woman. Welcome to our show. Welcome to the 7 o'clock show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It meant a lot. Thank you.